Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Brought to you by Venue Media.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hey guys, Charmy Grissett here at the Harrisburg Comic and Pop Con. We're excited to be here. There's a lot of great guests. So check it out.
Hey, yo, Hub Show.
The People's Podcast.
Turn the switch up.
Mic check. Hub Show, Jay Heistink. I'm here with Gene Snitsky. You're blowing in my ears. Not my fault, though.
I think you like it, though.
Maybe. Anyway, hey, I know you're past the wrestling thing, but you're Gene Snitsky to us. Good stuff.
Are you still doing the wrestling?
Yes.
On the Independence Day? Where do you get your information from?
Where else? The interwebs.
Well, that's the problem right
there.
But I'm semi-retired.
Right. I know you're doing a film, though, and stuff like that.
I have done a film, and it's actually coming out October 8th. Indican Pictures signed the distribution deal with us, and they are the distributors. And we will be out in theaters October 8th, October 15th on all the streaming services, 100 Acres of Hell, 100 Acres of Hell. Check it out. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. Follow us. Check out all the happenings. 100 Acres of Hell. We actually won the Best Horror Feature Film Award for the Philadelphia Film Festival. So I think you're going to like it. And if you don't, it's not my fault.
Definitely not. Awesome. The Hub Show, 100 Acres of Hell. Was all filmed here in Pennsylvania, PA, or all over the place?
We filmed in Pennsylvania and Atlantic City. My business partners are from Atlantic City, so we filmed some stuff down on the boardwalk, the famous boardwalk, and some parts in Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I grew up in the coal region, so there's some really creepy places in the coal mine. So I found one of the creepiest places I know, and I was like, ooh, this is going to make for a good horror movie. Because I actually co-wrote it, co-produced it, male lead, stunt coordinator, fight coordinator.
Jack of all trades.
Well, I prefer to say I wore a lot of hats because I have a lot of hats. My wife literally built me a hat rack. So theoretically speaking, I do wear a lot of hats.
Hey, Gene Snitsky, 100 Acres of Hell, October 8th and 15th coming up. Right?
Correct. But I don't know if you miss out on the good times here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It's not my fault.
Definitely not. All right, Gene Snitsky, Hub Show, we're out.
Hub Show. Still here on the floor at the Harrisburg Pop and Comic Con. We got the winner.
Girl, your torpedo's knocking out everything.
This girl's got torpedo tits, man. No, you know, there wasn't really a place.
There you go.
You're Oogie Boogie here. First of all, let's knock that out. The winner of the weekend passes, the cosplay winner for the Hub Show.
Congratulations.
Can I say your real name out here? You want to leave it as Oogie Boogie? What are we doing?
Ika Cosplay, my cosplay.
What's the name?
Ika Cosplay.
Ika Cosplay? Mm-hmm. Is that your name on Instagram and everything else?
Yes, it is.
Ika spelled like what?
E-E-K-A.
Like Ika Mouse? I got you.
Yep.
All right, cool.
My real name, Erica.
I know that. That's why I asked you for it. See, I'm not supposed to say it. All right. So you won with this costume, by the way. You sent your picture in. And, it blew Charming away especially. She was pretty blown away.
Super
about
stoked
it.
About
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she liked
it.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you. Did such a great job.
Yeah. It's only about 6 months.
I'm sure.
Wow.
That's a lot
it's
of work.
It's crazy because some
a
other.
Lot of work.
There's
very
female detailed.
Female play on it is what.
Three other people that won, and they haven't seen them yet, so they got tomorrow to show up. But you know, it's what you do. You give things away, and people still don't show up.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy, man?
It's a crazy world.
I know, right? So, and next to you over here with, I'll say it again, the torpedo tits. What's what's going on
tank
here?
Girl.
Tank girl.
Tank girl.
Tank girl. Tank girl.
Tank girl.
All right.
Tank girl.
How many things have you run into and knocked
no
over
shit.
Shelves?
Mostly people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You haven't
small
knocked anything
children.
Off a shelf
some
or
small
anything?
Children?
I have not knocked anything off the shelf. I'm very careful with merchandise.
Gotcha.
Not
<You're>
the children.
You don't sit there and just spin around and knock things over?
Yeah.
Lots of merchandise around here, right? All right.
So are you guys like a sort of kind of, you got a cosplay following? You trying to make a living at this or trying to do
are you,
something
yeah.
with it?
Are you
it?
In here
or
together as a team?
Trying
with
to be professionals?
Our
sisters.
Yeah.
Or, oh, well, that kind of makes sense. Yeah.
Right, gotcha. And we do it just for fun.
Now that you say that, I can see it. But like before, because the makeup
right.
and stuff, I would have never been able to.
Yeah.
The costume.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. It is, man.
Yeah,
we have those.
Features.
Yeah, we have those similarities.
So what?
You just gotta look for them.
So, what is your name?
My name's Allie.
Allie?
Yes.
That's your real name?
That is my real
You're
name.
You're not Eek or something or anything?
No, I am nothing crazy.
You need a cosplay name?
Including my mother call me Allie Cat.
Allie Cat?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like it, but that's okay.
You have a Band-Aid above your eye. What's up? Is that part of your costume?
Yeah, it is. And then I
okay,
got
I was making sure.
I don't know nothing about Tank Girl.
We don't know nothing about Tank Girl. Please, fill us in, Charmin.
Tank Girl tends to get a little roughed up. She gets into some situations.
Well, I understand the pink Band-Aid would be part of the costume, but then there's one up here like Rocky Balboa above your eye. I thought maybe you got into a scrap or something.
Yeah,
all right.
Cut yourself shaving or something.
This big thing is...
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, that's true.
Does Tank Girl always have the same two injuries, or does the Band-Aids move around the face?
You see, Tank Girl, the thing that I love about her is she is kind of just a wild card, so a lot of things that you would want to do with this will just go.
Anything will really work.
So I got to have a lot of fun with this cosplay, and most of what I used for it is just stuff that I kind of collected from a thrift store that I work at, what I already had in my wardrobe because I'm kind of crazy, and stuff like that. And then... the rockets that I have strapped
the rockets, yes,
now.
Rockets.
Just so happens that Charmin here is a fellow porn star.
Oh, Laura!
P-A-W-N, porn. That's the New York way of saying it.
Why do I subject myself to
She works at a porn store.
She's a porn star.
A porn star.
Yeah. I'm a pawnbroker.
She'll bring in a friend.
For clarification.
She's going to call in an expert.
Christ.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, good times. Pretty awesome. Anyway.
We got to cover her up in cellophane wrap and duct tape.
Yes.
Wow.
To get the form for the bra that the rockets got attached to.
You cover her up in cellophane and duct tape?
You better hope the duct tape is not on the skin.
As her sister.
No, that's why you do the cellophane wrap first.
But as her sister.
Cellophane wrap first, duct tape over the cellophane wrap, and then you can draw over that with the Sharpie. Uh-huh. So when you cut it up, you have the perfect form.
I gotcha.
So how much suffering did you go through?
Actually,
was it hot in there?
It was like a lot easier than I anticipated it to be.
Yeah, but I mean the cellophane part, was it hot?
It was a little bit warm. Yeah.
Eka, were you having a good time?
Oh, it was a blast.
Yeah, I bet you were having a great time.
I'd be the one covered in cellophane.
Oh. Like I had my arms free. I had like the lower half of my body free. So like it was just like this general area that was just very sweaty and sticky.
Yeah.
So
lived through it.
Have both of you been doing the cosplay thing this just as long as each other? Or are you just tagging along with
she
your sister?
She started before me, and then when I was still in high school and she got out of college, she kind of started dragging me and my brothers and our cousins to these conventions.
I gathered all of the children.
You know, yeah, and we were all very like into animes and video games at this point, so we were just in Candyland.
We still have a pirate hanging out on a booth here. He's enthralled with the costumes here, man. Can't say I blame him, though. You know.
Yeah.
So you guys going to be around tomorrow. You did win a weekend pass. You going to be back?
My sister will be back. I won't be able to
collect. Are you coming back as
she's going to use your pass?
No, I will be
is that how it is? All right.
No, she's got her own weekend.
I got you. Oh, you did?
Yeah. We had a big, both of us were involved in a big Nightmare Before Christmas group shoot yesterday.
Oh,
and
very
that
cool.
And this is
so basically you slept in your costume and your makeup last
pretty
night.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. I'm assuming you were Oogie Boogie in that.
I was, yes. And Allie was Maya Locke.
Maya Locke. All right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You a big fan of that? Charmin?
Yeah.
You a Nightmare Before Christmas fan?
Tim Burton
stuff? Yeah. All right.
Spooky.
My kids love the
Getting spooky.
Kids,
I keep a bag of bugs to give out to the kids.
Oh, my God.
Oh, their eyes, like the ones that aren't terrified of me.
That's perfect.
Get so excited.
This is awesome.
This is awesome.
This is a good pod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Cosplay pod right here on the Hub Show.
Right.
Right here on the floor. Yeah. All right. Well, hey. Eka, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Nally.
And Tank Girl and Allie here.
Good
Nally job.
Cat.
Allie Cat. There you go. Good job on the costumes. It's great.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to get some pictures with you guys over by the backdrop, and then we're done, all right? We're done.
Thank you for the pass.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll probably see you next time. You're going to come down to Hagerstown in March for the big one down there?
Maybe.
Where are you from, around this area?
I'm from York.
Everyone's from York lately. I know, right? Basically.
But I'm getting married in June, so my convention might be.
Yeah, this is March, sister. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Surprise. All right. Hub Show. Thanks for coming on. All right.
All right, so what do we got going on here?
What?
Yeah.
All right, Hub Show. Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield with day number two on the floor of the Harrisburg Pop and Comic Con, or Comic and Pop Con. I've seen it written two different ways now. And we are here with Matt Ziegler. Matthew Ziegler, and you're representing with the Steampunk Con. That was awesome, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What is it? You got a comic book?
Arch Roommates. It's a steampunk superhero comic book. The premise is a superhero and a supervillain share an apartment, don't know each other's secret identities.
Okay.
So it's like a little bit like
that's
Mr.
intriguing.
And Mrs.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it's like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, but
yes, that's what I was about to say. Mr. and Mrs. Smith meets the Odd Couple, but
super
like friends, steampunk flavored.
Nice.
Oh, I like
superheroes.
It's pretty good.
So Arc Roommates.
Yes,
that's what it's called.
Open it up because the front cover is just black and white.
Yeah.
It's all black and white.
That's the convention exclusive sketch cover by Garrett Berner.
It's a coloring book.
Then yeah, you can totally color it in, and you get to
or not
be a part of
nice
Arch Roommates. Then like you have a your very own trade paperback that you designed.
That's
pretty cool. That'd be cool, right?
I did that.
Yeah.
I should have, tell us about this coloring contest or something.
So how does this whole process work? You come up with the storyline, the plot line.
I created it. I write it. I illustrate it. The only thing that I don't do are the covers.
Gotcha.
Dave Sharp, my letterer, he did the cover for issues 1 and 2. And then Darren Auk, he's the former art director at Marvel Comics. He did all the Ren and Stimpy comics, Rocko's Modern Life back in the day.
Wow.
Nice.
He did the cover for issue number 3.
Okay.
And those are all included in the trade paperback that we did for the convention here.
Nice. So awesome. All this is your art?
Yes.
That's you.
That is nice.
That is beautiful. I mean,
man, this is beautiful.
75 pages.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That looks really good.
How many of these, how long have you been doing this?
I've been working on Arch Roommates here for about 4 years. I came up with the idea actually in like 2004.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until more recently that we've kind of figured out that, hey, we should actually do this. So about 4 years ago, we put out the first issue, but it was around 2004. A buddy of mine and I decided that since we were such good friends, it would make a lot of sense if we were also roommates.
Sure.
We'd be like, we're going to be partying all the time. This is going to be great.
Yeah.
I think it was by like the end of the third day, we were about to have like an actual physical confrontation.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. We did not stand each
Who
other.
Ate the ice cream?
Right.
Who ate the ice cream? That's where it always starts.
That's right.
And it's situations like that that I started thinking about, like wouldn't it have been terrible if we had superpowers because we would just have wailed on each other and not even worried about it, but
right.
It just destroyed everything around us. And
yeah.
In fact, like that exact
the landlord would hate you guys.
You're not getting your security deposit back.
Is the landlord a part of this storyline?
You know, I've been thinking about bringing the landlord in as like a whole separate
Mr. Roper
kind
of stuff. Like, maybe so, make him a villain, even like right here.
Your art's imitating life here, right? So, that's what it is. Huh?
Yeah. So how many how many of these do you have now?
Convention exclusive, we only have 50 copies.
Okay.
And we're not going to reprint it in this form again because we want to keep it Harrisburg Comic Con exclusive.
Just 50 copies?
Very
50
cool.
copies.
Which number is that? 49?
This is. Oh, actually, no, it's number 1. You should buy it.
How much you want for that? How much you want for number 1, dude?
For number 1? Well, we're doing vendor and guest special $5 off, so it's only 15.
But how many books do you have in your whole series?
Yeah.
Oh, in the whole series, at the moment, we only have 3.
Okay.
And those 3 individual comics you can get right now down at Jane, Silent Bob, Secret Stash.
Yeah, I've gotcha. Red Bank.
And I see you got a blurb by Kevin Smith here.
Kevin Smith, definitely.
That's a good plug, man.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Of all people,
the one of the best things that's ever been said about the comic was when I told him about the idea,
right.
That he said he was jealous he didn't think of it.
Oh,
and at that moment, I never wanted to hug somebody so badly.
Oh.
I was like,
you were tearing up, weren't you?
I admit,
sleepless
night. And Mick Foley, Mankind. He was the other one that he called it. He said it's the Bret Hart of comics.
Awesome. The best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. After you go, man.
That is awesome.
This is number 1, this issue right here?
Well, this actually contains issues 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
Oh, wow. All together. So it's the graphic novel.
So we're going to buy this off you.
All right.
And you're going to sign it.
Yes.
And all that good stuff. And take a picture with us with it.
Heck yeah.
And you ain't getting out of here. That's easy, bro.
Right?
You're podcast out of it.
You're going up on the Wall of Fame.
Dropping names, Kevin Smith, Bret Hart.
We got Mick Foley.
I know. You just
drop them. If you go to our Facebook page, you can actually see the videos. We have a video of Kevin Smith doing a little shout out for
us. What's the Facebook page?
It's Facebook,
plug away, dude.
At arch.roommates.
Arch.roommates?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you put that into the search, it comes, or just search should. Arch Roommates.
Arch Roommates, it comes
I'm
up.
I'm pretty
right?
sure it's the only okay. one. So,
so what's the name of your actual company, though?
Like well, we don't really
something
have one.
Productions or anything? No?
Like we've been kicking around names. Yeah. We're not sure.
Right now, it's just Arch Roommates.
It's just Arch Roommates. We were thinking Clockwork Comics.
That's cool.
Something to keep with the steampunk theme and everything. Because there are a couple other ideas that we have for to expand the Arch Roommates universe.
Gotcha.
There's a... Originally, the comic that we wanted to do, I had an idea for a zombie western.
Ah.
And then Red Dead Redemption came out.
Stole your idea.
Yeah, right. Undead Nightmare. And when I realized, too, like that... They had to have been independently coming up with this like at the exact same time that
Isn't
I was starting to work
that?
On it. And
it's awful.
But got to the they got to the office like a little bit earlier than I did.
Yeah.
And
well, the name of their company is Rockstar.
So yeah.
You can't top that.
Yeah. Like who's magic?
Video games, energy drinks.
They're able to crank things out quite a bit faster with 1,000 people on the payroll.
That's why Kevin Smith's name is a little bit bigger than mine on the cover because nobody knows who I am.
That's smart, man. You haven't tried that yet.
Nice.
So what do we do? We're going to put Jake the Snake Robber's name big on one of our Hub Show logos.
There you go. Yeah,
right. It's nothing. It's nothing
Jake
really.
The Snake Roberts.
Yeah. Nice. There you go. Anyway, that's cool.
Wait, I want to talk about this arm fabrication.
Yeah, man.
This is pretty cool here.
This was
Where did you find
arm.
This hydraulic?
I can't take credit for the arm. This was made by Thomas Williford. It was Harrisburg local, but did you ever see the game show Steampunked?
I have heard of it. Yeah, my son's into this stuff. Yeah,
he was a judge on that.
Okay,
okay.
Steampunked
in the movie, one of the Step It Up movies, I think.
My guy,
like 17 of them or
right,
something.
Yeah.
There was a steampunk sequence, and he did all the stuff for that.
Nice.
There was a steampunk episode of Castle.
Okay,
and he did all the steampunk work on that, and. I was looking for a place to buy goggles.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was in a steampunk and everything. And I was like, where do you get them? They don't look hokey and, like...
Yeah, they're not, like, made of plastic or
something
exactly.
Like
that, right?
Like, with, like glued-on gear.
Yeah.
Just yeah.
To, right.
It's steampunk.
Yeah, yeah. I'm always attracted to
the steampunk.
Just glued
on a bunch of clock gears
yeah,
and
it's like we broke our clock and glued it back together wrong.
I'm always
so
attracted to the steampunk stuff, but then when you walk up and get a closer look at it, it's always like just cheesy.
And the plastic.
Yeah.
The plastic bums me out, but...
There's never any working parts, and that's what's pretty cool about this.
Very impressive.
Yeah, the whole idea is it's supposed to be real, made of scrap parts and stuff like that.
Map.
It has a little map in it.
If I'm ever within this 2-block radius of London, I'm set.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
like I can get around the Thames.
Cool.
Like
the Thames.
I don't even
know. Oh, yeah.
Is it the White Chapel District?
I
that's the White Chapel District, right? That's where what's his face was? Jack the Ripper.
That's right. It's London.
He was the White Chapel District.
That's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was looking for goggles and came across this Brute Force Studios. That's the name of his studio. He does all his leather work, has all the steampunk stuff. And looked up the address. Thought it was like a store, like a little shop type of thing. I showed up at his house. And because I didn't even realize, and I was like, oh my goodness, I'm sorry, like I didn't mean to intrude. So he's like, no, it's fine, and
right.
invited me in, and we started talking. And it turns out like he's into gaming and stuff,
sure.
Like, and he's a gin drinker, and so am I. Oh, so we were like, hey, all right, let's get together sometime
and
hang out.
Ginger,
bust out a bottle of Bombay,
right?
Charmin knows what's up.
And so like, yeah, we just ended up becoming friends, and so then for the first Harrisburg Comic Con, I was like, hey, you know that arm? Can I borrow that? And surprisingly, he said yes. And
it's the
I
gin.
Was like, oh, sweet. And
that's
and
awesome.
I plied him with him.
Yeah, like, you worked it. Good job.
And I see the gear there where it, like, at the elbow there, it flexes.
Yes.
Yeah,
I guess
it,
that's like, so it's not really hard to bend your elbow, huh?
No.
It all
cool,
works.
It works very
fluidly.
It's actually part of, he won the San Diego Comic-Con Marvel costume contest for Steampunk Iron Man. And then he sort of like redid it for just doing like appearances and stuff. But when it was in that, this gear actually said Stark Foundries 1885.
Oh,
nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Old school.
Yeah, if you search steampunk Iron Man, I think it's like the first image that comes up.
That's
so
awesome, man.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah. Matt Ziegler. Ziegler, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right? Make sure I said not Ziegler. Ziegler.
That's me.
Ziegler. Yeah. Matt Ziegler. Ziegler. Yep. Arch roommates in steampunk.
Steampunk. I'm intrigued. I am
too, man. Just stare at this thing all day long. Yeah. Right? His arm is pretty wild.
Yeah.
Get into a fight, smash him in the head.
You know? And actually had a
someone mess with you.
Wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, okay, never mind.
When we start, like,
thanks for telling me got into a fight with it.
No, I was thinking about that if something happened.
Well, you're fine, dude.
Just like, but before the con started yesterday, I was putting this on, tightening it.
Uh-huh.
The bolt here. There's actually like a cover on this, like a very intricate looking little like cover. Sheared off, it just snapped, and like the bolt is stuck inside of that. Like, I can't get it out. And I'm like, what the heck am I gonna do? Like, because without the strap, I can't wear it.
Right.
And this is a big, you know, attention getter.
Absolutely,
stuff the table.
Right.
Like,
what you're here
come
for?
Over and look at my stuff. And
look at my arm.
Luckily, there's a dollar store upstairs that had a pack of bolts and nuts and stuff.
This guy, man. MacGyver, there's your
just
MacGyver, Chris.
Don't happen to have a rivet gun.
Whatever
with you.
Works, man.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe he does.
Real
part of his iPhone. It's an app. It's a rivet app. We're getting
there.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
Holograms and shit. I mean, Whitney Houston's going on tour, for God's sake. Anyway.
What?
Yeah, hologram tour.
Holograms.
Yeah. Well, you know,
the future is
crazy. It's a thing now, right? They had Tupac at Coachella a couple years ago with holograms.
We didn't have a Hub Show hologram for all the cons that we can't make it to.
Yeah, I know.
But they can't.
We're in such demand.
But we can't get like a BB-8 or like R2-D2 toy that will actually project a hologram of Princess Leia. Like
we could. They're just hiding it.
They're hiding. They're keeping us from the technology.
Complete bullshit.
Keeping it for themselves. Like Elon Musk has it right
now.
I'm sure
he's
playing it.
It's in the trunk of his Tesla.
Just like mine.
Yeah. Whole nother show. But I just found out my neighbor next door has a Tesla. I got to go over there and go ooh and ah at it, man.
Oh, did you ask
him? You didn't know the engine was on. That thing was running. I was like,
Did you ask him to make it dance?
I did.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was kind of in awe.
I saw one dance in person.
That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah. If you steal that, is it an Edison?
So, dude, this is awesome. This is your black and white comic book. And this is going to go up on the Hub Show shelf. When I say that, we have like a little shelf and Hall of Fame on our set. And yeah, this is cool, man.
What if Elon made a steampunk Tesla?
Yeah, and if anybody's in the Red Bank area, if they ever stop at Jane, Silent Bob's Secret Stash,
it's
issues
there,
1, 2, and 3.
1, 2, and 3 there.
Are there. Those are the ones with the color covers.
Oh.
But it's always black and white interior. So.
Absolutely.
Always black and white interior.
It's a coloring book waiting to happen, you know what I mean?
Because we don't want to discriminate against people that are colorblind.
Yeah. And I just flipped open to a page where a guy was having Hitler's brain. Put into his body.
So wait,
it's an interesting storyline.
Mad Bomber Mini Lincoln. Yeah. He's a 4 foot tall miniature version of Abraham Lincoln from an alternate dimension that fires cannonballs out of his hat.
Yes.
Wow.
Awesome.
So, yeah,
I like that. What's up, Charming?
Interesting.
If I was to cosplay one of these characters, I would have to be in all black and white.
Yeah.
That would be very interesting.
Very white. This is.
I know there's definitely makeup tutorials on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
And comic book stuff.
Totally.
So just like doing
natural
scale.
Shots, don't you? We do?
Right.
Well, you take the picture at the wrong time.
Candid.
Oh, you want candid? With our mouth like
that. Gotcha.
Whatever. You guys got
whatever.
Insane one of me playing Hungry Hungry.
That's
with
true.
Us.
That's
it's
true.
Awful.
Whatever.
Hey, look over there, Matt. Look, Charming. Everyone, look. All right. See?
She doesn't want him to look.
She gave me the finger. Anyway.
Anyways,
awesome.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Give the steampunk finger
that part right
What's
out.
The steampunk finger look like? What's the middle? Oh, it's never mind. That'd be kind of cool.
Just
the middle finger with steampunk, you know what I mean?
The hat, though. Check out the hat. The hat's pretty
sweet.
Hat? Look at that.
In fact, those are the actual goggles that kind of led to the.
No kidding.
To the whole thing.
Yeah,
the eyes are still in them.
Let's wrap this up. Let's get some pictures with you on the backdrop here and all that good stuff. So, hey, Matt Ziegler, Arch Roommates. Check them out. They're on Facebook. Black and white comic book. 1, 2, and 3, right?
Adventure
Con. Adventure Con. Thanks for coming on, Matt. Appreciate it, man.
Kevin Smith approved.
I'm going to get my own 3, 2, 1.
Three.
All right. Hey, Hub Show, Jay Heisch. Look, the old friend of the Hub Show here. Kaylee Marie, cosplay queen.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, we come to you this time. Usually she comes to us. We say, you know what? She's moved on. You know what I mean? She's
what?
All
Never.
Good. Yeah, you were our Tinkerbell two shows ago. That was awesome. Yeah. See how I asked permission to use your photos, though? Some people don't do that, do they?
And I appreciated that. That's right. That was very nice.
I'm being professional. Yeah. All right.
Professional.
How's the show going?
It's going good. Yeah. I always love the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harrisburg, this is a good show.
It is.
You know, the Hagerstown one's a little slower, a little smaller than this one, right? But yeah.
Yes. And this one's much bigger. So much more room. Yeah. More vendors, more cosplay artists. It's great.
You had a long line here yesterday, especially. I saw that. We couldn't get over here. We tried to, but, you know, we'll wait till tomorrow. You know, what are you going to do? So who are you today? Because I never know.
Today I am Olive Pendergast from Easy A. Let's go A for
Olive. Yeah, I know. I saw that movie. There you go. All right. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, last time, I think two shows ago, you were the chick from Digimon. Or
yeah,
you were Digimon.
Ty
from Digimon. We had no clue.
Look at you. You remember all my stuff.
Yeah. Well, we learned. Digimon? Did I say Diggy? Wow. Peanut gallery over there. Go eat some more fudge, pal. Anyway. Called editing.
Yes.
Anywho, yeah, definitely. All right, so hey, yesterday you were Raiden.
Yes, I was Raiden from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, we saw you, they said they saw you out in the parking lot doing a big photo shoot with the lights and all that.
Yeah, with May Studio.
Okay.
So that was fun.
All right, so who are you surrounded by here? Who's your neighbor?
This is...
Oh, she's not there right now.
No, this is Lainey Cat.
Lainey Cat.
And she's from, like, the Baltimore area.
Okay.
Next to her is Psycat Cosplay.
Okay.
And then at the end is, I forget her cosplay.
Who we asked specifically for the Hub Show to be in the cosplay neighborhood, and we got it. We're right next door with our tent and our Rock and Sock and robots and all that. Look, Boba Fett's playing Rock and Sock and our Hungry Hippos. But yeah, so then we have everyone over here, man. Hellblazer.
Yeah, he's a familiar face.
Yeah, Incursio. Yeah.
The one over here in the corner is, he came all the way from Canada. It's Poison Cosplay.
Wow, okay.
Yes.
Okay. You know, this is a nice little network of cosplayers. Yeah. You're pretty glued in with these people, huh?
We are. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
a nice little society.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Cosplay, it's like so many people do it, but a lot of us know each other from conventions and seeing each other and social media.
Right.
That's how I met Poison Cosplay, is through
social
media, seeing his stuff. And when we found out he was coming here, we all got really excited. We're like, we can't wait to see you.
What's the biggest event you've been to that's cosplay related?
Oh, goodness.
You've been to a lot of conventions.
I would say KatsuCon's probably my biggest.
KatsuCon?
Yeah.
Where was that at?
That's down in D.C. At the Gaylord.
Yep. And I think I saw you post about that on Instagram. So
yeah.
That was a big one? Lots of
cosplayers? That's a big one for me. Lots of cosplayers.
Yeah.
It's a three-day convention. Uh-huh. And
Was it a Comic-Con or was it cosplay?
It's more like geared toward Anime Central, but you see everything there.
It's
kind of an everything con.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
What's your next move? We always ask, where are you going next? What's tomorrow, next weekend?
So I've taken kind of a step back a little bit just because I'm doing a master's program now. So
Busy.
Life.
Life is
My next one is Greater Allentown.
Okay.
That is, I think, in November. And then after that will probably be KatsuCon.
Again, awesome.
Yes,
all right.
Sorry. I love KatsuCon.
And by the way, we saw you on Instagram at Store. You proved us wrong. Last time we interviewed, Chris swore, no, there's no way. But you did it. You pulled it off.
Thank you.
How heavy was that hammer? Pretty?
Not for me, because I'm worthy.
It's true. It's true. All right. Hub Show. Kaylee Marie Cosplay. Check her out. Where they find you on Facebook and Instagram? Let us plug away.
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr as Kaylee Marie Cosplay.
Kaylee Marie. And there she is. All right. Kaylee, once again, thanks for coming on the Hub Show. It's always a pleasure. Absolutely. Take care of yourself, all right? Good luck at KatsuCon. Yeah, I'll behave. Thank you. I promise. All right. We're out of here.
All right, Hub Show. one more for the road here. We have a special guest here. I'm not quite sure who we're talking to.
The headphones don't exactly sit on his head.
I'm not up on all the
Who's
newest
this?
Anime.
This is Yoshimi.
Yoshimi.
What?
Tell us about Yoshimi.
What do you do? Where are you from?
I am from Bagino.
Yeah?
It is a small village.
Oh. Where at?
It is in Japan.
Oh, Japan.
Okay.
All right. I guess in Japan they say Japan.
Yeah.
Japan.
Tomato, tomato.
Japan.
There's different dialects.
Yeah.
Sure.
So what do you do for a living? What do you do?
I am a professional.
That's it?
Dot, dot, dot.
You're just a pro? Oh, geez.
I just walk around with this nice cape, this microphone, and talk to people.
Microphone?
Are you a super?
So you're like an entertainer.
But you wear a cape, so what's up with that?
You're an interviewer or something.
I'm a super interviewer.
A super interviewer.
Super podcaster.
A super podcaster.
So, like, you have a cape on, though. You're the superhero or you're James Brown?
This means
which is
super.
It, Okay.
You're our, like...
Capes are automatic.
So you're our
super.
Competition? Oh, capes mean super.
They do.
That's what he said.
There's no competition because I'm much higher than you are.
And how? Oh, my goodness.
Higher. He's higher than you.
Than us.
Now, how did you get your hair that color? Is it, what kind of dye are you?
You know, it's natural.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Natural.
That's how you've seen you.
Natural broom straw?
Yeah, it just grows in all all strawy okay. like that, yeah. huh?
All right.
It's crazy.
What's the name again? Who?
Yoshimi.
Yoshimi.
Okay. All right.
Yoshimi? Yoshimi?
You got any,
however you say it.
You got any family? What's going on with that?
I have a little brother.
Oh,
Yokisho.
Yokisho. Ah. Okay.
All right. What's he do?
Same thing?
I don't care.
Oh, geez. He's one of those.
Estranged.
Interesting.
Yeah, that sounds like they have a very good... You guys have a very good...
Relationship,
very good relationship.
So, what have you been doing here at the Harrisburg Pop and Comic Con? Yeah,
I just want to show how much better I am than anyone else.
That's what you came here to do with your cape. Okay,
all
right. Is it working out?
No ego.
No ego whatsoever.
No ego.
Leave your ego at the door.
Totally
not
humble.
You, huh? Okay. All right.
Wow.
Yoshimi.
I'm sure your family is very honored.
Sounds like a good dish.
Yeah.
Yet estranged.
Does that stand for anything? Does that mean anything?
Curry.
Cherry.
Cherry. I don't... Never mind.
You just like cherries, huh?
Yes.
Maraschinos. Those are good cherries.
That's a good cherry.
That's a good cherry.
So you're the Yoshimi on top? That's the deal?
Yeah.
He's lost.
What would happen if you were to meet up with, a bucket of ice cream?
I would put cherries in it.
Oh, Yoshimis. Okay.
All right.
All right. Yeah. Yoshimi. There you go. Rock on. Anything you want to tell us? That we don't have an ass yet?
I am better.
Than anybody?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
That's
it. Maybe we should get your autograph or something.
You should have a shirt that says, I am better.
Do you have a card? Do you have a... Well,
yeah.
Yes.
How'd you get here, bud? Oh. Do you hand those out?
Are you going to give us?
I know. People hand out cards. Do you hand out a microphone?
Yes.
Oh. Interesting. You have a whole collection of them. All right. Wow. Do you fly?
It seems expensive.
Anything special about you seeing me besides being better than everybody else? Do you fly? Do you get Heelys on? What do you do?
Yeah.
I am better than anyone.
That's all you get to say.
That's
all
it.
Right. Yeah.
That's it. That's all we need
we
to know.
We believe you.
All right.
Yoshimi, ladies and gentlemen. The Hub Show.
I feel way less important.
Me too.
You should.
This is Yoshimi's show now. The Hub Show with Yoshimi.
Myself to sleep.
Yeah, let's get this first. All right, Hub Show. Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, Charmin Gassetita. We're wrapping up the Harrisburg Pop and Comic Con or Comic and Pop
PA,
Con.
Hagerstown, PA.
Hagerstown,
Harris
Pennsylvania. Harrisburg. She just knocked her tooth out with the microphone.
Harrisburg.
On the mic.
Yeah.
Good times, man. We've met a lot of people up here.
It's been a great weekend.
It has. Had a good time?
It's been fun.
We've had a lot of fun.
Yeah, got a lot more done here than the other past Comic Cons we've done. Right?
Man, yesterday was so hopping. Yeah,
you've
got all kinds of crazy stuff. I don't even know what vendors
you've
were going to.
You've had a busy
to.
Day today, too.
You were coming back with all these little gems. I know.
I found the coolest stuff.
How big is that Scarlett Johansson poster you scored?
Did
you get the dimension of that thing?
I have no idea, but that thing has got to be
huge.
It's 10 feet.
I would say it's probably 12 by 20.
12 by 20, right?
Probably. Yeah. Something
that's going to go on your ceiling.
Yeah. That's the only place I could possibly fit it.
That's what I was talking about. I went over there after you mentioned that to that guy.
Yeah.
I went over and talked to the guy. He said he had one of
of
Apocalypse choking out Mystique.
Oh,
and it was for an X-Men movie, but they recalled it because it was a man choking out a woman.
Too violent. Yeah.
Too violent. This crap.
So the
odd choice for
so
a poster.
The movie house had to,
I think that's a little odd.
Movie house had to take it down, but I'm getting that one.
You're getting that. Dude,
I got his card.
Steve over at Skull Island is awesome.
Yeah,
that guy is awesome.
I got his card.
Jay got his Mad Magazine
stash on.
He gave me his private number.
Ooh,
he gave me his cell phone number.
Whoa.
What are you getting? I'm getting Mad Magazine. What are you getting?
I'm getting that X-Men poster.
Oh, okay.
That X-Men.
Getting mad
I got
something.
A Buffy the Vampire Slayer doll from him, and it's had the wooden stakes with it and
basically,
everything.
Basically, he's our favorite four-state Comic-Con vendor. Right?
Yeah.
He's our supplier.
He doesn't have...
He's the guy we almost scored the Deadpool cutout from last year,
I got a Captain Caveman doll. When you pull the string on the back of him, he goes, Captain Caveman!
Awesome.
It sounds nothing like the cartoon.
He gave me a Conan poster. He just gave it to me.
Conan O'Brien?
Conan the Barbarian.
Oh, yeah. Arnold.
Coco for life.
Yeah. It's funny, right? Over here next to us in our in the Hub Show tent, we've actually got people who love playing Battleship.
Right. We had we set up a board.
I mean,
game.
There's,
yeah, that was a big hit.
Free candy. There's all kinds of Star Wars stuff, and here they are playing Rock'em Sock'em Robots with the Hub Show.
Right.
We did it right, didn't we? We did something right here, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, we had Pikachu playing Twister. Wait till y'all see that?
I did. That was ridiculous.
Drunken Twister. That
I
was
got
a good time.
One of those
that.
Big inflatable suits, and
awesome.
The kid was just
charming. We gotta come up with something for you to wear. Something inflatable to wear at the next Comic-Con. What can she do? T-Rex is too played out. Yeah. You gotta get you an inflatable something.
Something on stilts, but you're like way up in the air.
Yeah. Big Bird.
Like you could be the Iron Giant.
That would be really cool.
It'd be crazy, yeah. Right?
Remember that robot that came through last year at the Comic-Con?
That was nuts.
It wasn't Iron Giant. It was from, I can't remember.
It was some video game.
Some video game, man. Yeah,
it was
from, it was from Fallout.
Fallout,
That was awesome.
That was wild,
he had to like have people guide him.
Yeah, he was ran over like, snow.
You could step out of control.
You could step right.
So you scored some stuff. You got a big ass... I didn't call that a poster. What do you call
it? It's a Ghost in the Shell Scarlett Johansson poster, but it's one of those big ones that you see on like the side of a building.
Yeah. Right.
Got my Mad
Magazine. I think that's the difference between his booth and everyone else's is he actually has like collectibles.
He does.
Right.
Oh.
Rather than everybody else has like stuff they bought.
Yeah, they got Funko's and stuff, and he's got like, you know.
Rare stuff.
I'm very proud of my Matt's Dash. This is a good collector. He just said pick them.
Yeah.
A dollar each. I went to town. So anyway,
a Spider Woman comic over there.
You got those Rocky shorts, Apollo Creed shorts.
Uh-huh.
I almost want them.
And I bet your Mad magazines are going to become more collectible over time now that they're not making them anymore.
They're great bathroom reading, that's all I can tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheers you up. Anywho.
What about you, Chris?
What'd you
score?
What'd you get?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Besides Captain Caveman.
I'm still eating Candy
He's eating
stuff.
Candy from the Candy
I'm still
Man.
Eating Candy that's Man stuff.
Chocolate covered blueberries.
Nothing
and
that
stuff.
Sticks around, huh?
No, it just sticks to the ribs.
I got
there
Captain
go.
Caveman. Yeah. We got a. Oh, there was the guy over there with the table with the stickers. I probably spent an hour at that sticker table. Just
I didn't
sifted
even see
through
a
stickers of
table.
What?
He was selling stickers. It's like two for a dollar, and it's just. He has like a table that's like 6 foot by 6 foot, and it has like 10,000 stickers on it.
What?
You just
stickers of what?
Through them. Like everything. Just,
really?
Yeah.
Nice stickers.
Like whatever you can think of.
Okay.
Yeah,
that.
And it's very relaxing.
Well,
it's very zen to like pick up a handful of stickers and just throw them back on the pile and sift through them and see what you got.
Oh, that sounds
up,
like fun!
The
they're not even organized.
Them.
It's just a pile of stickers.
Yeah,
right.
Yep.
We talked to some cool people though.
We got some really good interviews. Charmin did a really good job.
Yeah,
doing the walk around. Richie on the camera.
And Jake the Snake.
Jake
his
that was a great interview. Jake the Snake. He'll be up soon. We'll have it up on the YouTube and everything. That's good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Snitsky. Gene Snitsky was. Did
yeah,
a good
we
interview.
Did that interview.
We did Kaylee Marie. We got her on again. Our cosplay queen. Yep. She was very cooperative. And we got some of the Star Wars, the 501st Stormtrooper Battalion over there, right?
Oh, we had Boba Fett playing Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Yeah, two Boba Fetts playing Hungry Hippos over
there. I ran
here.
Over and had to take a picture because it was just
That
really
was just
cool.
wrong. Wrong and right at the same time.
Great.
Good times. Yeah, folks, the Hub Show. We rocked it. Hub Show Harrisburg.
Yeah,
we got out of our Washington County bubble there.
That's right.
Came up to the PA Capitol.
It's refreshing.
Here we are.
Got out and about.
And we rocked it.
Yeah,
that's
we
right.
Did. We did. The Hub Show rocked.
We
did
learned about a new video game where the man dates.
Oh my gosh, that was awesome.
Daddy Date.
Daddy Date.
There's some.
Gotta check that
Dream
out.
Dream Daddy.
Dream Daddy Date.
Dream Daddy Dating Simulator.
I'm going to watch you play that, Charmy.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited
Stay tuned,
to look
folks.
That up.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Just don't make the wrong move when the yacht breaks down.
That's true.
When the yacht breaks
notify
down.
Notify the Coast
over.
Guard.
They're really going
to drop the Coast Guard.
They're
out
really
going to
drop anchor on you. You know what I mean?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Captain D came. Captain D collected his belt. Some bitch. Jairus was here talking about his Batarang.
Still got a red mark on my face.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
That was a hard slap punch, whatever that was. Yeah, good times. Jairus took a tumble into the pillar over here.
Yeah, he's beating up more than just me now.
I tell you what, he's just going to clean the house. Well, last time it was Charmin flying out of the way. Remember that?
Uh-huh.
Stewart across the room.
Jairus hit that wall pretty hard.
Yeah, he did.
He went down.
Yeah.
Captain D, man. One of these days.
One of these days he's going to get his.
Well, we'll be in Hamburg again in November, so we'll see. Yeah. Something's going to give, man. You can't keep letting him hit you like that.
Chris. I know.
You got to start hitting back.
I know.
I did really appreciate all the organizations that were here that are out for a good cause.
A lot of nonprofits and whatnot on
the
roof here.
A lot of nonprofits. A lot of people just doing the right thing. Yeah.
And Jake has some stuff to say, but they can catch it on the interview. Jake
That's
the Snake.
Right.
He has some good messages there for people. Yeah. Hey, it's been real. It's been great.
What'd you get? Did you get anything
I
cool?
I scored my Mad Magazines. What else do I need?
We got this ARC Roommates comic.
Matt Ziegler.
We got some autographed stuff from
Kaylee.
Oh, yeah.
What's up?
ARC Roommates. That sounds awesome.
What's well, right. right here?
I'm going to read that.
What a great idea.
That's her bathroom reading. Oh, hey, look behind you. Here we go.
There he is.
Chewbacca's coming over to say
yes.
hi.
Yes.
Charming's favorite Wookiee. Come on, stand on up there, Chewie.
Hey, put the mic in his face. What do you got to say, Chewie?
That's awesome.
Oh, really?
That's so awesome.
There's something about the Hub
it's
Show.
Amazing.
Wow. You love the Hub Show, is what you're saying? All right.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Nice.
Will you get a picture with me?
Charm, believe me. There you go. That's awesome.
Nice.
Actually, you should actually get a picture in front of that one.
I know.
So let's wrap this baby
up.
You got to interview a
Wookiee. Thanks, Harrisburg. It's been
real. Thanks, Forsay Comic Con. It's been real.
You've been listening to The Hub Show with your hosts, Charming Grissett, Chris Canfield, and Joey Heisch. Mm-hmm.